Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A really shocking statement by Michael Cohen, the former personal lawyer to Donald Trump. Michael Cohen is the only one who went to prison over the Stormy Daniels scandal. Stormy Daniels is a porn star, had an affair with Donald Trump, was paid off in secret. And there's a lot of talk about it. And by gosh, guess who went to jail? Michael Cohen, who never even met Stormy Daniels. And Trump snuck free. Well, Michael Cohen just now announced that these documents that the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, has subpoenaed in her civil fraud case against Trump and his properties, that he already turned over a lot of those. And it turns out, and he says, Trump is lying. Trump said they don't exist. He can't find them. Cohen said, I turned them over as his lawyer. Turned them over to Alvin Bragg, the DA of Manhattan, who took a dive and instructed his team not to prosecute Trump. And the grand jury should be looking in that one, see who got to Alvin Bragg. But he also turned it over, Michael Cohen said, to a congressional investigation committee, the January 6th committee. I assume it's the January 6th committee, but it's the investigation of Trump in the Congress. And he also said, you know, good for that judge who fined Trump $10,000 a day. Good for him, because when that starts to mount up, Trump will cave. Well, I got a better idea, guys. When the judge reads that Trump lied and those documents exist in his own personal lawyer, at his direction, because it's the client that directs it, turns them over already to the Manhattan DA and to a congressional investigation committee, he didn't turn over the only copies. Are you kidding me? I don't know a lawyer in the world who would turn over documents without making Xerox copies of them. Those Xerox copies are in Trump's possession, and Trump lied about not having them. That should be investigated, because that statement that he didn't have them is perjury, it's a felony, and should result in jail time. We're going to the line. CJ of Stoughton, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ of Stoughton?
Morning, Matt. I heard you on The Devil's Advocate last night. It sounded like you agreed with me. Biden's failures.
You got to clarify that one, CJ. You and I have never agreed. So how did I do it on Crute's Devil's Advocate show yesterday? I was on at 4 o'clock. So how did I agree with you?
Well, you said that Biden, the Hunter Biden administration, is his problems are due to things like inflation, the border, and Afghanistan. They're going to lose.
Well, actually, I didn't say that. There is no Hunter Biden administration. He's never been elected president. And I did not say anything that supported what you just said. So you must have been listening to something else. But go ahead and make your point.
Well, the mere fact that I want to clear up a little history. Afghanistan is due to the surrender of Afghanistan by Biden is due to watching Obama do nothing after he drew the red line in Syria and Russia invaded Crimea and Obama Biden administration did nothing. But, you know, you talked about yesterday on Matt's show about the border as a problem. And how much damage can this administration and the Democrats do before they lose big in November? The red wave is coming. And because they're now going to let the city of, say, Oregon or Stoughton in every day they're coming across the border, Matt. And you know why? Because it's all future votes to the Democrats. That's all they care about. And, the border is an issue. Inflation's the biggest issue. They're going to lose big because of you. The Democrats are in control right now. And this administration, and I call it the Hunter Biden administration because his partner was in the White House 19 times, Matt, 19 times. The Hunter Biden story that was buried by social media and Zuckerberg is now true. Do you want to know who the big guy is, Matt? I'd like to know. Do you want to know who the big guy is?
Well, let me do this. You've raised about six issues, and I'm happy to have you have your say, but you got to let me have my say, and so I'm going to respond right now. When it comes to the economy and inflation, we've had the lowest unemployment since 1968. A lot of that inflation was caused, obviously, by two things: COVID relief, trillions of dollars. Trump put several trillion in. Biden put several trillion in. Any president had to do that to save the country, and obviously also the Ukraine war. But it is coming down, and the economy, it's easy to get a job. Walmart is starting truck drivers at $110,000 a year. Part of inflation is because of higher wages, but it is still coming down, and I'm glad that there are higher wages. When it comes to Afghanistan, let's be blunt about this. John McCain said we should be there 100 years. We're already there 20 years. What I said is that Biden inherited from Trump. Trump recognized the Taliban wrongly. He did that. Then what he did was he booted the Afghan government out of the Vienna Accords, put the Taliban in there who lied to him, told the Afghan government to release 5,000 terrorists, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, from the jails that went on to kill Americans, and said we'd be out by March 1. Biden came in and said we can't be out by March 1, and the Republicans attacked him. So he said, all right, we'll be out by August 1, where I think he made a mistake, as he shouldn't have put a firm date on it. And in terms of a withdrawal, just do it in a more orderly fashion. But the problem is, CJ, you can't save a people from their own culture. They are a Muslim culture. They're a Muslim culture that believes in jihad and just a fundamentalist aspect of it, whereas other more moderate cultures like in Turkey and Egypt are less so. But these people have been savages for a long time, killed people for a long time, and you cannot save them from themselves. And Biden said, we've been here 20 years, we've gotten Al-Qaeda, we've gotten Osama bin Laden, and we're gonna withdraw. When it comes to the other things you're saying at the border, I have said that I don't agree with some of my own party's policies on that. But what Biden is doing is he has deported more people, frankly, than Trump. And he's getting heat from the left on it. So there are a lot of other things you said. I enjoy your coming in. People criticize you for calling. Just remember something. If CJ didn't exist, I would have to invent him. Okay. I appreciate going back and forth. Thank you for calling. Next up is Wisco Paul. We have a lot of people on the line. I'm going to get to as many as possible before this break and then afterwards. Stay on the line. Wisco Paul, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt, and thanks for taking all callers. There's a lot of CJs out there. I personally know them. But in all his rants, he never talks about making Social Security better, Medicare better, Medicaid better, the Affordable Care Act better, unemployment compensation, and helping workers in this country. None of that. It's all his negativity. And where does it come from? Right Radio and Fox. I will not call it Fox News because it is not. And, CJ, you need to get a little more. You need to listen to Matt more often. Well, I think you do, but you need to broaden your thought process a little bit and think about the little guy in this country. And as far as inflation, Matt, I may have my figures wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, corporate America's profits are up roughly 30%. So, and corporate CEOs' wages are through this. Just unbelievable. So that's some of your inflation along with Trump's tax cuts. So with that, I'll let other people get on here. But I hope the Democratic Party understands the power of talk radio, because you've dropped the ball.
These are good comments. Good comments. Very, very good, Paul. I enjoy your calling in. Thank you very much. Excellent comments. Gene of Eau Claire, you're next up to bat. Thanks for calling, Gene.
Outstanding comments there. Yes, I witnessed that same mantra every single day on all different radio stations, and this is like this is like what happens to people's thinking when they're being, I hate to use the word, brainwashed or neuro-linguistic programming is a fancy word for it. When you have those lies spewed all day long, nonstop, from right-wing radio, plus also the religious evangelical stations even have that going on all day. This is what you get, and these people can't even state why they're thinking that way, and give real facts. It's amazing. Thank you so much for the education on this, Matt. This is amazing. You have a good day and keep up the great work.
Thank you very much, Gene. Tom and McFarland, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Tom?
Since CJ wants to talk about his history, and this goes back to my belief that Democrats are great at governing but lousy at politics. Back in early 2020, the Trump administration appointed a special inspector general to study Afghanistan policy, and he did a top-to-bottom exhaustive analysis on U.S. foreign policy within Afghanistan. And he completed the work, including the withdrawal. He was able to actually tie up his work and include the withdrawal, and with the final product coming out, I believe, in May of 2022, somewhere in there. And he put the majority of the blame onto the Trump administration, saying that he could not have asked for a better blueprint for strategic failure in the way that Trump negotiated with the Taliban, intentionally setting up the catastrophe that we saw within the withdrawal. But then he does say that the overall failure is a result of failure of American policy, starting with George W. Bush and how he went into Afghanistan without any kind of clear goal, and that just became a quagmire. I wish that the Democrats would just trumpet this report every single time as Republicans say, look, Biden screwed this up. Well, no, according to Trump's own man, Trump screwed this up, but this report has always been buried. I'm not sure why it doesn't get more headlines.
Yeah, no, this is great stuff. And you know, Trump wanted to bring the Taliban to Camp David, and he darn near did. Trump was a disaster. We still have people on the lines. We're going to a break. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Thanks for all these great calls. Back right after the break.